we won't expect a decision for a number of months, but this is one of the most political cases we've seen before the Supreme Court here in D.C. in some years, other than the health care case, of course. And the key question is whether states like Arizona and five others that have followed suit have the power to create what is effectively, in some respects, their own immigration laws, making it a crime to not have a green card that's punishable by a fine and time in state jail.
Now, you mentioned that this has become a political issue. President Obama, of course, has strong support among Latino voters, with the presumptive Republican nominee Mitt Romney trying to find a way to kind of cut into that support.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Tom, in the state of Arizona in particular, Russell Pierce, he is the state senator who wrote SB 1070. He was up on Capitol Hill yesterday testifying in its defense. He lost his seat in a recall election last fall, part of the political backlash from SB 1070. The governor of Arizona says that it enjoys popular support in her state, and she points to national polls showing that nearly 70% of Americans support this law. But the Obama administration is confident. I'm sorry, I should say the Obama campaign is confident that it can put Arizona in play now because there is a strong sense among particularly Latino voters that Republicans, that Governor Brewer and the legislature have stepped too far. So that's why Arizona is all of a sudden very much a battleground in this election campaign.
Again, no ruling expected until June, Stephen?
That's what we expect, man. Certainly could come sooner, but we don't expect anything in the immediate term, not over the next few weeks at least.